I'll second it.
And then.
I do.
It's recording, by the way.
Okay, now.
According to what.
We're back.
Currently, we're having discussion on a motion.
Okay, so we're still discussing.
So I would propose a second motion to yours, and that is that we suspend Lindsay's license, not revoke, but we suspend it.
Do you have a reason why you think we should suspend?
Well, because I think she's trying. I think she said she saw some positive things there with some negative tests. However, her personal life's a mess. I don't think she should be practicing. I think she needs to focus on herself and her family and get herself in a better way before we allow that to happen. But revoke is pretty severe.
It is.
And she's got a lot in her life already that she's trying to deal with, and suspension or at least keep her on tap and hope her at least give a line out there. She's gonna say, I'm gonna try to do my best to come back and get that license.
Some options for.
Yes. Yeah, we both have to go through the whole testing process, compliance, and start from the.
Okay, right. So did you understand that too? About the.
I'm learning.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's all.
If your license revoked, you basically have to go through a whole, like.
That goes 40.
Take more exam and everything again.
Start over and still nothing, you'd never had a license.
And I think if her personal life was under order and she was doing the things she would be doing, I think she could practice as on a gym. But fortunately, she's never shown us a great direction yet.
So Lindsay, this is your chance. This is probably your last chance. I'm gonna make a motion that we suspend your license and that you show us the needed improvements. Otherwise, well, I won't make it go on and on. Okay, I make a motion that we suspend your license for now.
I second that motion.
Larry, do we have to be specific about the conditions of the suspension?
It'd be best if the board has some conditions that they make.
If you want to do that, let's turn to it just momentarily here.
So like specific things that we would like to see.
Yeah, so there's stipulation.
Okay, I didn't want to go on too long, but I would like.
The thing, sorry, can I just, sorry, this is Dr. Talbot. The things that I would like to see is, you know, stop missing tests. I mean, there's everyone in this that's probationer right now, they all go through these tests and they're random, and there's, you know, maybe one person that will miss one test, and she seems to be missing almost every test. And then right. And then self the next day. There's absolutely no excuse. I mean, if it were me on probation or having to do this, I feel that it would be the top priority in my life. And so I have a really hard time understanding missing these tests. And then just coming up with every excuse possible. If it really means that much, then these tests won't be missed. You won't be shoplifting. You won't be with people that are in these that are causing these or part of the issue. If it's that important, you will not do any of that. I mean, I have a really hard time with that, just with the excuses. So.
If I can add, I just think that this, I agree with what Dr. Tillman said about having that lifeline, and you need something to hang on to strive for. But I think it's got to be a short lifeline. I think the excuses are abundant. There's always another problem. There's always something, whether it be ID, the closing of the test center, driving, the whatever it happens to be, it's a friend's problem. Somebody caused it. I just haven't seen any ownership ever. And so I would just like to say this is a short lifeline, and the stipulation is the suspension would be for a short period of time. Either it resolves or it goes to right revocation. I just don't think this can be hang on.
And that's basically what my point is also, is there can't, it's a lifeline that's really short.
So I totally agree with the comments that have been made, and basically you're in violation of your stipulation. So that's That is why we're suspending, or we're going to vote to suspend your license, but it is lifeline to you. And agreed, if it's really important, you will figure out how to make it happen. Okay? How do you feel about that?
I appreciate the chance that you guys are giving me. Thank you.
Okay.
So it just goes to the next meeting? Then we just talk at the next meeting?
I'm sure you'll be getting some information. Yes, you will. You'll still.
I will finish the motion.
Okay, do we need to vote?
Do your motion again.
I make a motion that we suspend Lindsay Larson's license.
Not compliant for testing.
She is not compliant with her stipulation.
Or without license.
Right, all that's, well, right, and she's supposed to notify us of any, you're to notify the board of anything that happens in your life that's like, oh, this isn't what I should be doing. So that's my motion.
Second the motion.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion to suspend Lindsay Larson's license due to non-compliance of her stipulation. All those in favor? Support?
Aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? Great, and the motion is passed. Lindsay, this was my concern when I read all this stuff too, is, you know, yes, that you totally, you miss always. I mean, you re-self-test. Do your best to do your check-ins. Do your best to test when it says whether there's something or not that needs to be your priority. My other concern was that when theft is involved, and it looks like there's a couple things, I was worried when you go into a practice, all those employees and the doctor, they're putting themselves at risk with that. Not that that's probably something, but we have to look out for that, everybody, too. So do your best to do that. Now, will she get a new stipulation or just?
No.
She just has to stay within that.
She'll get a notice of agency action. And when she receives that, there'll be 30 days to respond to it. And then it would take effect if the exec or the director votes to or decides to impose it.
Okay. And then she can't work.
Conditional, right? She would not be able to work. Her license would be suspended until the conditions in the suspension resolve, which would most likely be continued testing that's negative, solid resolution of criminal charges, and no further criminal charges.
So I'm going to get something in the mail again.
Okay, so Lindsay, is that clear to you that you'll have to continue using Spectrum and checking in and testing? So nothing with your testing will change. You just won't be allowed to work as a hygienist, and then you have to meet whatever other conditions they put in there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just this last week, I'm having a heck of a time with the Spectrum app. Logging in. I've taken tons of screenshots to send to you to show you, like, of me trying to log in to check in. Because
okay.
I had two in the last, like, 30 days, anyways. But it's not working. And I turn off my phone and redone the app. But I don't know if it's like a thing with anybody else, or am I the only one that has said that?
I haven't heard of anybody else having issues. But something to remember, too, is that there's three different ways that you can check in. Every day to find out whether or not you have to test. So you can log into the app and do it that way. There's a phone number that you can call and you can check in over the phone, or you can just log on to their website and check in that way. So if you're having login issues, it sounds like you might want to try doing it over the phone. But I'll reach out to the help desk and see if they're having any issues.
It's probably, I think it's T-Mobile. T-Mobile's been having a hard time lately in general, but I'm going to get that number. I'll write it down so I can just do it that way if I run into any problems. Thank you.
And Lindsay, I don't know if you remember the last time you said you were working with a life coach. Do you still work with that life coach?
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to bring us a report of how you were not going to miss your tests and how you were going to organize your life in such a way that you did not miss any more tests. So did that happen?
No, it didn't.
Okay. So you need to work on that, really. Yeah. Write it down. Make yourself a note. Okay.
3 months.
This might be a bit trite on my part, you know, I'm sorry to jump in, it's hard being the remote, but Lindsay, get some new friends. It seems like it's always friends that have caused your problems. I know that's simple to say, but I, aside from your parents who sound like a great support for you, it sounds like these friends, whoever they might be, really aren't your friends. You know, there may be acquaintances there. I think you need some people that you can actually have fun with, that actually understand. And I get a new set of friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We're here to help you.
Okay, thanks.
And support in any way we can, but you have to do your part too.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's have a break. So it's up to you, Chair, if you want to take that break, you can shorten your break or you can.
I think we do need a little break, everybody. Just a, let's just do, yeah, just a, like a 10 minute, so just a 10 after 11, if that, if we're back sooner.
Okay, so we'll take a 10 minute break then.
Thanks.
Yeah.